Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob. You got to be careful what you say around here because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
Don't let me smack you around, little boy.
She's learned her lesson.
A scrawny little Asian girl in New York City.
Scrawny.
I'm a spider.
My head itches.
And the rocket's red
Donnie just fell on the floor again. He fell backwards in his seat.
Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
Attention, internet. We are back.
Welcome to the Untitled Show. Return. Finally.
Me.
And I guess you could kind of say we're in our midlife crisis.
And we're no longer beautiful.
Because this is episode 40.
Ooh, crap.
We're getting old. Look at the gray hair.
Yeah, I'm getting it too. I'm not taking my hat off.
I've had mine since fourth grade, so I'm used to it.
Well, yeah. Stress.
Anyway, what have you been up to, man?
It's been
5 months since we've done a
work,
show.
School. Went through another bitch. Work. School.
Oh, another one.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Amanda.
Don't know her.
Not with her anymore, needless to say.
But
that one didn't last long.
I started going back to school this semester.
Me too. Amazing.
I got a bone to pick with a certain professor of mine that we'll talk about later.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. And the whole college in general, as far as how they conduct things. But anyways, it's been a while since we've done this show. Yeah. A lot of people have been catching on to the show while we've been gone through iTunes and by just stumbling onto our website. And the last couple of shows, we were talking about your cell phone pictures of girls.
Okay.
I wish I had the email, but it's been so long it's been deleted from my inbox. They want to know if you have any new pictures.
Let me see.
And it's the same cell phone, so the odds.
Yeah, this one feeling the crapper again.
Wait, I don't remember the first time.
Yeah, I dropped it in the crapper.
Was there crap in it?
No, I was actually drunk and about to go to the bathroom, and I went like this to check my time, and it went bloop. So I had to replace that one because it didn't work anymore. About last week, I went to go do the same thing, and bloop. But it still works.
It still works, though.
It still works. Let's see what I got on my phone.
Do, 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 do.
I actually have a lot of nudie pictures.
You do?
Yes, I do. There's one.
Hold on, let me see this. Is that a girl you know, or is that something that he just sent you a photo?
This one is someone I do not know.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Don't know that one. Where's the one I know? Don't tell me it got erased when I dropped it in the crapper. Ooh, check the tattoo.
It went down the crapper.
Check the tattoo. That's a friend of mine's girlfriend.
Oh, my God, dude.
Check the tattoo.
Don't!
Oh, and even got the hair, the beard, and everything.
Oh, my God.
Perfectly shaved. Amazing.
We won't mention where.
Yeah, we won't mention where. I think that picture got erased, you son of a homo.
Of who? Hold on. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to know the name. I had to pull
the
mic down. Which girl? I had that picture on my phone, and it got erased. I saw her at Bike Fest, and she didn't follow the rules. I gave her beads, and she didn't follow the rules.
Yeah, she said she wasn't following the rules.
I gave her a hard time about it.
I guess that phone got erased. Oh, you bastard.
I can't. That is one girl I can't believe you don't have any pictures of.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That is the one girl I would have thought you would have had a picture of.
I got one, but it's not the type we want.
Yeah, it's just of her.
Face.
Like, neck up.
Neck up. There.
That is your mission, if you choose to accept it. This podcast will just self-destruct in 20 seconds. just call her and be like, hey, yeah,
you send know. Me a nudie.
Yeah.
Just be blunt with it. Don't dance around.
Show me them boobies.
I've seen them.
Have you seen that Bob Saget special?
Mm-mm.
He did the line in Half Baked, and he was like, marijuana is not a drug. I suck dick for coke. and a guy stands up and says, I've seen them.
Amazing. Nasty bastard.
But he also wanted to know how to get his girlfriend to send him nudie photos, and I quite frankly don't know.
You want to be sneaky about it? Just take a picture of her while y'all were, you know.
Well, see, a friend of mine sent me a picture of a girl that I used to be interested in, and that's how he got a photo of her. So if you ever get into a situation where I guess the room is lit up pretty nice...
Yeah.
Once you're done, she's going to be kind of like out of it.
Maybe.
So just kind of just sneak the phone off the nightstand, just rip the covers back and click, click, click.
Take all you can. Or get her drunk.
Well, sometimes that makes them kind of just... Sometimes that does...
Perk it up very much.
No, sometimes it does a negative... Sometimes that has a negative effect.
True. Depending. Yes.
You got some girls that are looser when they're sober.
No. Yeah, well, yeah, true. Yeah.
And then when they get drunk, they're it's uptight. Like, it's like, you're not getting this from
me. You can't take advantage of me.
24 hours later, ooh, baby, baby.
Yeah, for real.
Baby, baby.
Yeah, you don't have to go that far. But, you know.
But as far as my girl's situation, still not seeing anyone.
Yeah, I'm taking a break.
I don't have the time to put up with anyone doing this, doing work, doing my DJ business, going to school. I don't have time.
Mine has work, school. I don't have time, and I don't have the money anymore.
True.
The money is killing me.
No money. No money whatsoever. At least gas prices are going down. Finally.
Yeah, finally. Everything else is stale.
Yeah. down the old crapper.
Yeah, down the old crapper. You're sitting there in Walmart buying milk. It's like $5 for some milk. My God. It ain't nothing but Nesquik.
It's like at school, to get an extra carton of milk, it's 50 cents. And as soon as you'd be like, $5 for a carton of milk? Are you serious?
It ain't nothing but Nesquik powder, I swear.
I
damn that bunny.
Now that we're back in school, we kind of have the opportunity to complain about school again.
Yeah. They have
the shows were better when we were in school.
They have made me insanely broke.
Well, thank God for the government and the Pell Grant.
I ain't got none of it yet.
You don't qualify?
I don't know. They just said, your checks are supposed to be here pretty soon. And then I go back and they're like, you owe $942 is your current balance. I was like,
Did you get an award letter?
A what?
An award letter.
What the hell's an award letter?
It's supposed to tell you what kind of money you're supposed to get.
Oh, I had it last semester. And then I had to renew it because they didn't tell me every fall you must renew it.
Yeah.
So I renewed it again.
If you're a student, you're supposed to renew it in March.
Well, they told me fall, before every fall semester.
You have to renew it in March so that your money will be at the school come the beginning of the semester.
Well, I just renewed mine. How about that? Anyway, my check's supposed to be here. I ain't got no books yet for this semester.
We're 3 weeks past midterms.
Yeah, I know. And I have a books. Half quarter. I've had two those half a semester classes, and I've already took one without a book and passed it. I was like, well, okay, maybe I don't need them.
Well, in all three of my classes, I don't need the book. I have not used the book once.
Like math class? Like my first one?
My math class, I could just copy the problems down for someone next to me.
Yeah, and then it's all on the computer anyway.
And she doesn't even take up the homework, so, I mean.
I had the computer.
And she puts what she needed to know on the board.
Yeah. I just take good notes.
And my English class, she goes over.
English is the same thing every time.
Excuse me. Developmental English.
Oh, okay.
Because I did crappy on the Compass test. I have to take developmental English because apparently I don't know how to write sentences.
It's like baby. Developmental baby science. It's like a baby thing,
the
man.
The whole system.
Developmental speech.
The whole school system is just messed up. Oh, my God. With developmental English, you have to have a 75 in order to take...
I swear, dude, that sounds like something you put your little kids in. Developmental English.
They call it English 99.
99.
Not good enough for 101. Yeah. But you have to have a 75 in order to take the exit writing test. You have to pass the exit writing test to take the Compass test. If you don't make a 60 in the writing on the Compass test, then you have to take the class and the writing test over again next semester. And if you don't have a 75, you can't take the writing test. And if you fail the writing test, you can't even take the Compass test. You have to pass all three in order to get credit for the class. There are people in my class that are taking it for the fifth time.
My God.
They have taken everything else. All they are lacking is their English. Once they get their developmental, their 101 and their 101 whatever, they can graduate. That's all they're waiting on is English.
Dang.
I have a girl in my class. She said, this is the only class I'm taking this semester because I've taken everything else.
Good gracious. Alive.
I can't believe that. And
how can you fail it that many times?
Well, look at the teachers out there.
Okay, yeah, okay, true. Yeah. Half of them don't give a...
The teachers out there, it's developmental English. That obviously means that there's a problem somewhere, but they expect you
to grasp it.
To be like best-selling authors when you get in there. They're shocked when you make a little mistake in your essay. It's like, hello, we're in here for a reason.
We are developmental. We need development.
And Thursday, this is college, people. This is college. If your professor's not there, class is supposed to be canceled. But no. Thursday, my professor wasn't there. And guess what? We had a substitute.
Do what?
In college. You know who the substitute was? The office secretary.
What is she going to do?
She came in, took roll, took up an essay that we wrote over the weekend, and told us to take Compass Test 5 over on the internet and turn it in. I had already done it. It was in my folder, so I just handed it to her and left. I didn't even ask if I could leave. I just left.
Our teacher just like every 10 minutes.
And here I am. I live out in El Dorado. That's a 15-minute, 20-minute drive, depending on traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, I went out of my way to come into class for literally 2 minutes. Are you kidding
that's
me?
That's a waste of...
But my... probably my favorite class is probably my first aid class.
Y'all don't do crap.
We don't do crap in there, but the little bit that we do is fun.
Like blowing into a doll.
There's this one guy. He's a little not there.
A little or...
He's a little
being nice.
I'm being very nice when I say this. But our professor said that he brought up the question, can we get extra credit if we perform first aid on someone while we're in the class? And he said, sure. And he turned around and said, I'm going to kill someone to get extra credit. And he did come to class the next 2 weeks.
He didn't come.
And the running joke was, well, I guess he's having a hard time getting that extra credit.
Just lay down, please.
Oh, man. Perfect.
Our teacher's like, you go in, you take roll, you sit there. Then you do a little bit of work, and he's like, take a break. And then you take a 20-minute break, come back, work for 10, take a 20-minute break.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're not doing anything.
There are professors out there that will take 20 minutes just to take the roll.
Yeah, I mean, you're something like...
What I absolutely hate is the first day... Stand up and tell us something about yourself.
My name is Donnie.
And I stand up and I say exactly what's on my shirt and sit down. And for those of you that do not know, my shirt says, hi, I'm lazy. Since the last show, they've kind of given me a character name on the station here, Lazy Bob. So I've kind of embraced it, and I had a Hi, I'm Lazy shirt made. It is a custom shirt because it's got the TV logo on the back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No one else, except maybe like three people that have bought it. You can buy it online.
I got a custom made shirt. Which way to turn?
Donnie's getting up for some reason. Oh, yeah. I'm impressed. Hitman Paintball.
A new team.
Your new team. You're joining another one.
I'm on two, yeah.
That is, I still want to get involved in paintball, but it's kind of one of those situations. If you haven't been doing it by now, you're kind of...
Yeah, you can get into it. There's little kids out there and people that's never played before.
I'll be the one that like goes up to the Double D and it's like there's a birthday party out there of like 8-year-olds. I'd be like, can I join you guys? And it's like, okay, we'll all play against you. And it's like 12-1, and I'm just like, ow, 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 ow. I look like a bad 60s tie-dye t-shirt when I leave.
You get the whole outfit and body paint.
Well, I guess the competitive eating season is over.
When did it start?
I don't know. With that hot dog eating contest, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
wish I could get paid to stuff my face.
Oh, my God. Well, you remember the chicken nugget incident. The failure that...
A very terrible failure.
We've never told anyone about this.
Yeah, we never even aired, did we?
I still had the video on my computer at home. We went to Wendy's and bought 10 5-piece chicken nuggets.
Yeah, we recorded the whole shebang.
And we get to the boat basin, and I give myself how long? A minute?
Yeah, a minute to eat. How
a minute.
Many? And we have voted on people to vote.
I ate
two.
It hasn't been long since I ate four in a minute.
And I was sitting over there downing them like the rest of the shoe.
I'm like, wow, what a freaking waste this was.
Sitting over there, anyway. Down four, he's sitting there choking.
But I watched the crystal eating contest. That was so disturbing watching that. You got all these nice crystal burgers sitting there, and they're just dousing them in water, and it's just like a big pile of slosh. And it's like, ugh!
I was hungry.
I was hungry, but now, screw that. Probably the worst display of eating I've ever seen. On Fox Reality Channel, they have the show called The Glutton Bowl. And one of the competitions was eating a cow tongue. A boiled cow tongue.
Okay.
Ew! And it gets worse from there. 10 minutes to eat as many bowls of mayonnaise as you can.
Is this one where they're supposed to be getting fat?
No.
Where's the one where they're supposed to make, trying to make them fat?
I can't remember.
See how much weight you can gain. They were eating like a vat of fat and macaroni.
I'd be down at McDonald's and be like, two double quarter pounders and keep them coming.
This is all you can eat today, baby.
And they better have Monopoly stickers on them. And I'm going to win that $1 million.
I may die of a heart attack, but I'm going to be a millionaire.
That game is back, and now I'm at McDonald's maybe 2-3 times a week now.
I don't like McDonald's.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
I have a fear of McDonald's. My dad got me one day. My dad apparently got tired of when you're little, it's like awesome because you want to go to McDonald's and get the Happy Meal because their toys were like the greatest.
Yeah.
So we used to go all the freaking time. And I guess my dad got tired of buying Happy Meals. So he told us one time there was this rumor going around that they had left the eyes in the burgers.
Oh, my God.
So,
why would he say that?
If you're not careful, you'll pull the bun up and the burger will wink at you. So, I have this fear of McDonald's. I can just have a fear of them back there in the eyes, you know. and hamburgers. I'm ready.
It's like a scene in Good Burger.
Yeah.
And I see you.
You like this, you know, and then all of a sudden.
It's like, whoa, I fly with fast food. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can't take your order.
God, that movie's old.
I love that movie. I have it on DVD.
Yeah, it's old.
I can almost recite it for you.
Please don't.
I did that at Bike Fest. I almost recite. Speaking of bike, well, first off, whenever I see that movie Supersize Me, that makes me hungry for McDonald's. Whenever I see it on, I'm like having to force myself to turn away. Back to Bike Fest. There is a photo of me on a post searchlight standing at the stripper pole.
Great.
I swear to God, and I have it on my MySpace. When I'm supposed to be volunteering.
Are you the one that was standing there holding his junk down?
No.
Covering your stuff up. Oh my God.
No, I was... No, I was just leaning up against the wall, just watching the girls. And that's when the whole situation with her not following the rules was happening. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not going to follow
throwing
the rules.
Throwing bees for nothing.
Exactly. Well, I didn't. She just grabbed him, and I was like, well. I just looked at her and went, you know what to do.
You know the rules.
I was like, if you're nervous, we'll go around back. I mean... Private showing.
She's not the type to be nervous.
That has always amazed me. We've talked about this before. When she was around you or anyone else in her group, she's like, woo! But when it's just her, it's like, see, it's like that drunk effect.
Yeah,
see?
Reverse.
It's reverse with
drunk.
Her.
But not drunk.
Exactly. When she's not drunk, she's all shy. And then when she is drunk, she's even worse. Well, at least
she
when she's around me.
Strapped
I don't
down.
Know how she is around you. And that brings me to another point. You remember a couple of months ago, I was getting phone calls.
Yep.
I have the phone call here.
Oh, crud, yeah.
I have the voicemail here. Give me a second to find it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now, this is not the voicemail of the girl. I don't have the girl in voicemail. This is the voicemail. If I can get the right disc out. This is the voicemail that I was left by the guy a couple of days before the girl. We'll talk about the girl in a second. Here's the phone call right here.
First skipped message sent Sunday, August 10th at 4:09 a.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, Bob, this is... Just want to see how the computer's going. Yeah. Been getting some really local coverage lately, and it's not been very attractive. Yeah, but it's all good. Just sitting here, puffing on the weed, getting ready for... Damn, Family Guy to come on. It's all my life is worth now, Family Guy. That and the rest of Adult Swim. God damn, my life is boring. I need a life. I met a guy and they just I mean, this is crazy. He kept calling me. I didn't really care. Like, how he got my number, I don't know. Oh God, the lights just turned off. I'm scared. Oh, God. Where's Family Guy? Oh, hello there. Are you on the phone with? Wow. Why just kill a guy named Hi, Bob. Well, you see, what this world needs is just a little bit more than a Batman. Need to. I thought I killed him. Isn't that some shit? Goodbye, Bobby.
That is the voicemail that was left on my phone.
Who in the world?
And if he is listening to the podcast, the authorities do have this voicemail with them. So if anything happens, hello. And they do have your number. as well. Even though it came through blocked, they do have your number and the voicemail. So, have fun.
Who in the world?
They won't tell me the name, actually. Which is kind of strange, because I know people at the sheriff's department. And they won't even tell me the name of who it is.
Maybe someone that passed away not too long ago.
No, no.
August, September. That was after that one.
Yeah, it was after that. Gee.
We got to do a show to him.
Yeah, man. Actually, when that happened, I actually went through a list of some of the old stuff that we did.
Yeah.
There's actually a clip online of Jeff and Michael about the Thursday bit.
That was so tripping, man.
That was probably the funniest moment of the show. Back to the voicemail. A couple of days later, I hadn't contacted you or her about it yet. And you know who her is. Yeah. I think we all know who her is at this point. Not following the damn rules. Okay. Well, I get a phone call, block number, it's a girl, claiming that I got her pregnant. And claiming that you were there. One big problem with that. Outside the show, me and Donnie don't hang out. She claimed that me and you got her drunk and I had sex with her. I want to point out something. I come prepared no matter where I am.
I'm not stupid.
I'm prepared everywhere I am. They're hidden.
I have one in my wallet.
They're hidden everywhere.
I keep one in my wallet.
They're in my car, they're in my room, they're even here in my office. I come prepared. I'm not stupid. I don't drink either, so. Apparently this girl had the natural effect of alcohol.
Well, yeah.
So, she claims I got her pregnant and she's going to go for child support. She still hasn't yet.
Did you ever figure out who it was?
No. Huh? That's what I was saying. They have the number. They have the voicemail. But I still don't know anything. But she puts that guy back on the phone, and that obviously told me, ha-ha, this is a joke. Pull one on Bob. All right. We got to take our first break. Here we are. 30 minutes into the show already, and I haven't even started on what I planned. That just goes to show you
how long it's been.
We got a lot of catching up to do. We're probably going to do another 30-minute segment and still not even get to this show. But we do have audio of the Kimbo Slice fight.
Oh yeah,
we have the audio of the fight.
All 7 seconds of it.
And audio of a very chubby kid singing a very funny song.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. It's a good
one. If there's anything like the last one, then it's a good one.
Chubby Wubby Wumpkins. That's just a little piece. It's a little viral video. It's running rampant. We'll be back this season title show.
Keeps on in fire.
to the entire show. Electric Six for you. Can't remember the name of the song, but it's a very disturbing video. There's a lot of lights and strange places. An old lady that looks like death warmed over.
Hardy's in the morning.
It's like someone needs to bury her. She's dead.
Just like Hardy's in the morning.
Hey, easy. My grandma goes there. All right. Before we go anywhere, I got another piece of audio here for you. I got a lot of audio today. A whole 2 minutes of it. All right. I got a piece of audio here. This is going to be kind of like a guessing game on what happened. In this piece of audio, what do you think happened?
I don't want to be me either, man.
I want to die! You didn't even hit my ass!
This is a...
You didn't even hit my ass. What is that piece of audio? What happened? That's a little tease. We'll tell you at the end of the show.
No clue. Somebody probably getting a firecracker in their ass.
I'm not going to say. Well, it's time to go to our stupid news.
Woohoo!
And we have plenty of it. A McDonald's cashier called 911 after a Vero Beach, Florida drive-thru customer allegedly offered to pay for his meal with marijuana. Who would turn that down?
Yeah, for real. Huh?
How much is a nickel bag these days? $20
honestly,
with inflation? And how much is a Big Mac? $5. If he offered to pay with a nickel bag, that's a deal.
That's $4. That's four burgers right there, man.
That's a deal.
Apparently she didn't want to smoke too much.
The sheriff's office said a cashier called with a description of the vehicle the suspect had been riding in. Deputy spotted the vehicle, found marijuana in the car, and arrested the occupant, 27-year-old Sean Alexander, was charged with possession. Sheriff's report did not say what the suspect had ordered or if he ultimately purchased a meal. Usually something other than marijuana.
I'd have took the marijuana.
I would have too. Okay, here we go. Here in Georgia, in Moultrie, Georgia.
Oh, close to home.
A local man was arrested after he was allegedly driving a motorized wheelchair scooter while intoxicated. Big shock there. Police say it happened September 23rd when the 59-year-old Robert Gibson was stopped by police at the local high school. Ooh, The high school resource officer.
Rent-a-cop.
Yeah. Allegedly spotted an almost empty bottle of vodka on the floor of Gibson's scooter. There's not a lot of room on that floor, so it had to be an awful small bottle.
Like a shot.
According to police, Gibson had slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and slobbered all over his shirt.
A lot of old people do
excuse
that
me,
anyway.
Officer. That's not slobber.
Most old people do that anyway.
Slobber's an actual person.
Slobber.
You're not following the rules. Police say he also admitted drinking alcohol. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Gibson was taken to the local hospital where he allegedly had a blood alcohol content of 0.405. He was later released from the hospital and taken to the local jail where he was charged with, guess, DUI.
Should they call it like scooter under the influence? Scooting under the influence.
A little delayed reaction.
It took a minute. But
it took a second.
It was there.
It's been a while. It's been on vacation, too. It's been 5 months for it, too. It's been a long time. Can I take a photo of you now that we're done? We're so retarded.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, here's a good one. This has probably happened in Bainbridge a lot, but you wouldn't hear about it thanks to the leaders of this city. I swear to God, a person gets shot down the road and they act like it don't happen.
Yeah, for real. Never gets out.
Police say a Michigan man was arrested after he after receiving sexual favors from a vacuum cleaner at a car wash.
Sexual favors.
That's not a sexual favor. That's called a rape.
I'm
that
ripping.
Poor vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. I'll never be the same again.
I'll never be able to suck the same way ever again.
He made me suck his ass.
That's two.
What's the record?
Eight, and that was by Q.
Okay.
So.
I love our YouTube video.
Oh,
everybody at work has seen it. It was like, are you an idiot?
There's a lot of people that think that's fake.
No, it actually happened.
They think it's fake. We've gone back to actually posting videos now, or at least I have. I'm posting videos now to kind of update everyone on what's going on with us. Yeah. Anyway, the Shangna News reports a 29-year-old man was arrested Thursday about 90 miles north of Detroit. Police Sergeant Gary Brinker says a resident called to report suspicious activity at the car wash about 6:45 a.m.
Early morning, so.
A booty call.
Early morning, so.
A vacuum call.
Hey, that's prostitution you had to pay. Prostitution.
Three. An officer approached on foot and caught him in the act. Wah, wah, wah. The suspect, whose name wasn't immediately released, is being held in county lockup.
You go to jail for some crazy shit nowadays.
Stop it!
I'm trying to be done here.
Damn! You just been pwned.
Get on your hands and knees like a dog.
That's what he's telling the vacuum cleaner. Get on your nuts and bolts and suck like a dog. Do you think the pressurized hose and the brush were kind of just sitting there going, uh-oh, I hope we're not next?
A little spinny knob, you know, the spinning one. Please not the shampoo.
Not the hot wax.
Oh, God. For that nice gloss finish.
Oh. Sir, may I wax your balls? Can we take a picture afterwards?
Can you imagine the hurt?
Oh, God. My nuts just went up my throat thinking about it.
That just sounds like it would hurt. Go into hiding, John.
Oh, my God. I don't think I have an audio bit for that.
Something close.
Like, not the hot wax.
Oh, good Lord. There you go.
I like turtles.
That one is so random.
I know. Police have arrested a Florida man for trying to steal bags of frozen shrimp by stuffing them into his pants.
Little shrimp with a little never.
That's a new form of crabs I've never heard about.
It'd be kind of nippy down there, wouldn't
it's
it?
It's like, we can't have sex. Why not? I got shrimp.
That blue gel don't work.
I can't just shave and it goes away.
It's terrible.
I watched Jackass number 2 last night. Someone had crabs.
For the first time?
No.
Oh, I was going to say shit.
Jackass 3 in 2009 coming out.
Again.
I might go to Tallahassee tonight and watch Saw 5. I am not going to go see a movie here.
Saw 5. Man, they're coming out with them too fast, dude.
There's going to be a Saw 6 in 2010.
Oh, they're waiting a little while finally.
Well, it's being produced right now.
But they're waiting. Yeah, but they're actually...
When Saw 5 was announced, you can go on IMDb and you can look up Saw 6 as well. But they've been promoting Saw 5 as the last one. Even
though they did that with the rest of them.
2 years ago, they came out that the director of Saw 4 had signed on to do 5 and 6. Well, when the promotion for Saw 5 started, they said, Saw 5, that's it. And the IMDb page of Saw 6 disappeared. But VH1 has a new series coming out with one of the stars of Saw, Shawnee Smith. Shawnee? Yeah. I had fuck her. Swing.
Every one of them was that.
But they have a show on VH1 called Scream Queens. It's like 12 actresses and a winner of the show. And they promote it. The winner of the show gets a part in Saw 6. Secrets out. There's going to be a 6.
Yeah.
So you won't believe
how it's going to be like Friday the 13th.
I got to play this for you. Hold on.
Friday the 13th.
Hold on.
24.
Let me get to it. Okay. Hold on.
You have no messages.
What, duh?
To send a message, press 2. To check receipt of a message, press 3. To change your personal options, press 4. To restart this personal option, to turn notification on or off, press 1. To change administrative options, press 2. For greetings or record greetings, to change your personal greeting, press 1. To select a standard. Here's how your personal
greeting
will sound.
Hello, I want to play a game. In a few seconds, you will have an opportunity to plead for the life of your friend, Robert. Think hard. Every word counts. His life is in your hands. Let the game begin.
If you are satisfied with your...
Pretty good.
That's how it sounds on my phone. You can get that from Saw5.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Takes only about 2 minutes for it to show up. Oh, did you cut yourself?
Yeah, I did. That's actually from paintball this weekend.
All right, back to the story. Back to the case of shrimp. Joseph Young. That's how you do a joke. Joseph Young of Bradenton was spotted with bulging pants.
It's all hanging, man.
By a detective. It's all balls.
Happy elephantitis. Imagine that if you had that, getting out of the shower and having the sling over your shoulder.
Drags behind you leaving a snail trail.
Oh, a ball harness.
Oh.
Can you tie him in a knot? Can you tie him in a bow?
The pendulum is swinging by the other way.
How do you... Never mind. Well, no, I don't want to go that far.
That's an actual song.
Take a shit pendulum. And, you know, your balls be flushed down the toilet on accident.
Oh! Oh!
Mommy, I flushed my balls!
Oh.
Get the plunger!
Get the Roto-Rooter.
Oh, man. Call Roto-Rooter, man. I can't find them.
Call the Pet Boys. Ew. Okay.
Yeah, you deserve one for that
one. That's one. How many you got? Oh, yeah, 3.
Yeah.
Okay. The detective says Young removed several bags of frozen shrimp from his pants after he was questioned. He attempted to flee, but he wasn't able to get away.
I had a question. What do they do with those shrimp that people stick in their pants? They sit them back on the shelf or take them in the bag and wash them off? Or
I don't know. If they're in the bag, I mean, it would hurt trying to take them out.
Ooh.
Get it?
New comment.
That'd be one hairy shrimp cocktail. Excuse me, there's a hair in my shrimp. And last time I checked, shrimp don't have pubes.
He's got one of them funky goatees going on. Give me one. Yeah. That one went new. I actually want to do something different with that, and it...
You have zero improv skills.
That one just went nowhere.
Okay, here we go. It seems like poor judgment to show up intoxicated at a drunk driving hearing, but that's exactly what an Iowa man is accused of doing. Rodney Thompson was arrested over summer for his drunk driving offense, but showed up last week at court allegedly intoxicated. Police say Thompson arrived at the courthouse with bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and poor balance. Now he has an additional drunk driving charge to deal with.
He wasn't driving. Drunk in court.
And last story here, former Judge Roy Pearson has renewed his $54 million lawsuit against Washington dry cleaners over a lost pair of pants. Pearson told a three-judge panel of the District of Columbia Court of Appeals that the cleaners had a signed promising satisfaction guaranteed, but he wasn't satisfied, accusing custom cleaners of fraud.
Oh, my God.
Fraud. An attorney for So and Jin Chung, the owners of Custom Cleaners, argued that Pearson's was entitled to nothing. You're entitled to nothing. That his trousers weren't lost and had been offered to him several times. Pearson said the pair that he was offered weren't his pants. A man knows his pants.
I swear. People are suing people over some dumb junk. Pants.
Pants. Here's a good audio clip. This is from CNN. So here we go. Let's see if we can check this out.
Battlegrounds and the battle for the White House from two of our favorite analysts, Roland Martin. Well, I don't know. I'm going to go favorite there. CNN political analyst and Obama
you
supporter.
You know you love me, Kara.
At least Leslie Sanchez, Republican strategist and CNN political contributor, is always on time.
That's not the only mess up that has happened. You, in a situation like that, be human. And go, whoops, I made a mistake, and start over. John McCain did it. He said cunt.
I like that junk on the Weather Channel. That woman went, we got a big rip cunts coming along here. I was like, what?
I remember that.
Yeah. You see the dude, one on YouTube with the black guy? The weather guy, he's gay, and the roach scares
the
him.
Roach. It's like,
oh my God, he's coming for me.
And then it goes away, and he's like, okay, okay. And it starts coming back.
John, it touched me.
Ringo Starr is an asshole. I swear to God, he posted a video online about autographs.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
What an ass.
Peace and love, peace and love.
You're a celebrity. Get over it. Apparently, he posted that video because he was tired of people sending him stuff to be signed, and then the next day, it'd be on eBay. Get over it.
That's America.
Damn right. Stupid Brit. Oh, I didn't say that. But I mentioned it earlier. I have the audio of the Kimbo Slice fight. In case you guys missed it, it's been all over the internet, all over the news. Kimbo Slice lost to a gay guy.
And it's about to get serious. Slice quickly across. The punch is out! Slice goes down! Slice in trouble! Oh my goodness! Slice gets pounded out! And they stop it! Rocky is here! Seth Petrocelli shocks the world!
Kimbo Slice is shooting on the referee!
Kimbo Slice, did you see that fight?
Yeah.
What is your take on it? Were you upset? Do you think the whole Ken Shamrock was just a stunt?
Possibly.
I mean,
He wasn't knocked out or nothing. He was just on the ground.
He was real woozy.
He could have got back up.
But I hate to announce that Elite XC is now closed. They're claiming that when Kimbo Slice went down, he took Elite XC with him. Everyone in MMA hated him. He's not a fighter. He's just a guy that beat the crap out of some kid in his basement. And they signed him to be an MMA fighter.
I still wouldn't fight him.
I wouldn't fight him, but I mean, he had no business being in MMA.
He knocked the guy's ear off, man.
So?
He's a bad dude.
But it's... oh, my
God. I wouldn't fight him.
But, yeah, Seth Petruccelli is a gay guy. There's videos of him online making out with people.
Well, you know, gay guys are pretty damn strong sometimes.
Yeah, they get that homo power.
Yeah.
Homo power! Go, go, homo power!
Oh, my God. It's from having a total guy around all day is what it is.
Well, we know he's got a strong chin.
Tight ass and thighs, you know. Gotta be tight.
We know he's got a strong right hook.
Yeah.
His right's always curled to his left.
Got a nice uppercut.
Oh.
And an overhand stroke.
I wouldn't want him to mount me. He's in the mount. Oh wait, we can't even put this on pay-per-view. Cut away.
Go to commercial quick.
Oh my God, but I am becoming a huge fan of MMA. I don't know what it is. I just
guys beating the shit out of each other.
I know. They go like, well, boxing is the same thing. No.
There's no kicking and choking people out.
I like the idea of a guy just being able to just pull the guy's head down and just bash his knee into his forehead.
Face, yeah.
Oh my God, that just crushes skull. That's awesome. Last audio bit of the day. This video is running rampant on the internet. It is a video of some chubby kid singing. I have to say, it's quite disturbing. So here it is.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy and yucky. You're my sweetie pie. You're my cupy cake gumdrop, sugar spookum. You're the apple of my eye, and I love you so. And I want you to know that I'll always be right here. And I love to sing three songs to you because
so dear. I like turtles.
That is like a waste of waste of airtime and a waste of CD space.
I'm trying to find the picture of this kid. Crap, where is it? I know where I can find it. Hold on. Give me a second. I'll find it here in any second now. Here he is. Now listen to it with the video. Just look at this kid. Look at him. Look at that face! Holy crap!
He can't even move his mouth, dude.
Watch this. You see how he just strung his face? Oh my God!
Right here. I swear you could slap him on both sides of the cheek and jelly'd pop out his mouth. That's what it looks like. Like those giant packs of, you know, the packs, you know? Just smack his cheeks and jelly fly out of his mouth. I bet he can't even eat a sandwich, man. Because look, it's like this, dude. He can't even get the sandwich to his mouth. That's some sad junk.
Oh, my God.
Look at it. Don't it look like you just go... and jelly just shoot out of every orifice of his face.
Do you want to take a picture of it afterwards on your phone?
No, that's good. He got bigger titties than most women I've seen. How old is he?
I bet he follows the rules.
Yeah. All you gotta do is throw him a jelly pack. Instead of beads, you just throw him a piece of jelly pack.
You hold a piece of beef jerky just out of reach. Oh my.
Does he got the alfalfa thing going on?
No, I think that's a picture in the background.
He's huge, dude. He looks like one of them Cabbage Patch kids. I'm serious. Look, he's got the lines, you know. The fat face lines like a...
Oh my.
I feel for that kid.
Yes, that is a fat joke. It's worse than the Numa Numa guy.
Yeah. He can be a next Oompa Loompa in the damn chocolate factory. Thank you.
We represent the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He probably couldn't do little steps because he probably can't walk.
He weevils when he walks. Oh, man.
You know when they're like punching bags that are full of water at the bottom?
Oh.
Just pop back up, you know.
Those punching clowns with the sand in the bottom.
Yeah,
ah,
they keep rocking and shit. He's so bottom heavy.
Why is the boat empty, Captain?
That is huge, dude. I swear.
I bet.
Cut his cheek and ketchup fly out.
When they take him to school, they can only make right hand turns.
Bobby, get at the end of the line. The other kids have to eat too.
When they had to practice jump rope, they just looked down and said, just set this one out.
Yeah. Dodgeball.
We don't want an earthquake.
Yeah. Dodgeball be like bouncing off like ricochet.
Red Rover, Red Rover, don't send the chubby kid over.
Weightlifting, he has to get up off the chair as a weightlifter, you know. Fat ass.
At the Olympics, they use him in the weightlifting.
Probably break another guy's arm. Like that guy.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, my God. What is wrong with us? I gotta take him.
His eyes are almost closed because he can't. He's got, his cheeks are so huge, his eyes are almost shut.
Is it true that Streaming got his teeth fixed?
I don't know.
I heard that Streaming got his teeth fixed.
And he's supposed to be in the Air Force.
Yeah. Wow. Streaming getting his teeth fixed. Holy crap. No one knows who we're talking about. It's been so long.
What do you do? You just get some Bondo and put in that gap?
No, what they do is basically they...
Bondo.
They, like, scrub down the teeth that you have and glue new teeth and glue fake teeth on. Hold on. My dad is calling. Hello? Hey.
Who is it?
Amazon? Well, aren't you coming to town? Oh, okay then. Oh, goody. I got a credit card. Well, if you do, bring the package by. I know. That's what I'm saying. Bring the package to town on your way. I don't know what it is I'm recording. Hi. Anyway,
I think on that note, just killed the entire mood. Thanks, Dad. This has been a good show 40.
After this, it's all downhill.
I know. We're going to get fat.
Why that kid?
Come on. It's all downhill from here. I just made that up.
Yeah, you can tell.
Hey! Don't make fun of... Oh, never mind.
Don't make fun of fat kids. Tubbies have feelings too.
Well,
just way down inside.
If you could find it.
Yeah.
Wow, we're all getting called now. He didn't even know what's his.
Who is it? Who is it?
There.
Yellow. What's up, doll? Mm-hmm. Saving Abel. Yeah, I know about that one. Yeah, Avenged Sevenfold and all them. Yeah. All right, yeah, I'm up here at a radio station. Ball was telling me about it a while ago. He said he's already got tickets. Yeah, I'll get with him, see where he got them from. Yeah. All right, man. All right, doll. Just talking about that.
Wow. Talk about how news travels very slowly.
Bainbridge!
Bainbridge! Where you can get shot and no one will know about it. They'll just hose it off and open back up in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Jeez. They wasted no
time. Just like that time that woman drove through the endless store, we were still open.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, you got a new display? No, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh, okay.
What you should have done, you just should have set a sign on top of it. It's like, drinks, 2 for $5.
Yeah, for real.
We're smashing prizes.
On everything. Near the counter.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is it for episode 40, theentitledshow.net. MySpace.com/theentitledshow. I got nothing to promote. You got anything to promote?
And don't pick on Tubbies.
Yeah, don't pick on fat people. It hurts their feelings.